Ashkol, good morning. Continuing in the halachos of tearing kriya at the kotel, of rending our garments at the place where the Beis HaMikdash once stood, when we see the kotel, when we see the Malkum HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shechter points out that there's a common mistake that people make, that if they go to the kotel after midday on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontiv, that one would not have to tear kriya. Now, this Rabbi Shechter says is a mistake, that you still would have to tear kriya until shkia on those days if you were to go. Obviously not on Shabbos and Yontiv itself. And we don't tear kriya on Chol HaMoed if you go to see the Kotel. But on Erev Yontiv, Erev Shabbos, there would be no reason not to. There is one exception though. That one exception is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, that already has the same din, has the same level of being a Yontiv like Chol HaMoed. In fact, we even passing that way in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Yoredeya, with regards to when Shiva would be Mevatel, when Shiva would end, when it is going into a Yontiv, when it comes to Erev Pesach, that it doesn't end at Pesach Shiva, it would actually end at Chatzos. That's where the Ramah paskins, because Erev Pesach Chatzos, that's Chag HaPesach. That is the Yontiv related to the bringing of the Karban Pesach, and then therefore, being that it has that status of being like Chol HaMoed, that is why we wouldn't tear Kriya at the Kotel after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. But every other Erev Shabbos, every other Erev Yontiv after Chatzos, we still would tear Kriya until Shkia. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Shvi Matzliach.